You know, it's pretty wild to think about the sheer scale of Bitcoin mining these days. Global energy consumption for the network has actually jumped by 38%, hitting around 190 terawatt hours a year. That's roughly the same amount of electricity that mid-sized countries like Norway or the Netherlands use in a whole year. It's a lot of power, but here's the really exciting part.
Despite that massive growth, the industry is quietly undergoing a fundamental environmental transformation. The numbers back it up. By late 2025, low-carbon energy sources are powering 59.4% of the network. In fact, hydropower has officially surpassed natural gas as the dominant fuel source.
That's such a refreshing shift. And it makes total sense when you look at the economics. Miners are always hunting for the lowest electricity costs, and hydropower just offers incredible price stability. But it's not just about the price tag, right?
Exactly. It's really about grid dynamics and regulatory pressure. Many hydroelectric facilities actually generate what we call stranded energy during periods of low grid demand. Instead of letting that power go to waste, mining farms step in and absorb it.
I love that symbiotic relationship. The miners get cheap, reliable power, and grid operators get a flexible, dispatchable load that actually helps stabilize intermittent sources like wind and solar. It completely turns the old narrative on its head.
It absolutely does. Crossing that 50% renewable threshold is a critical milestone. It clearly demonstrates that Bitcoin's environmental footprint is actively decoupling from fossil fuel dependency. Grid operators are increasingly viewing large-scale mining facilities as valuable assets for energy management, rather than just burdens on the system.
It's like they've become the ultimate grid stabilizers. When renewable output spikes, miners scale up. When it drops, they throttle back. It's a brilliant way to optimize overall grid efficiency. And I'm hearing that regulatory frameworks are really pushing this transition forward, too.
They certainly are. Jurisdictions with strict environmental standards now heavily favor operations that can verify renewable energy procurement. As a result, mining companies are increasingly financing brand new solar and wind projects through direct power purchase agreements. They're effectively acting as catalysts for broader clean energy infrastructure.
That's incredible. It shows how energy strategy has completely evolved from some back-office operational detail into a core competitive advantage. Facilities that lock in those long-term, low-carbon power contracts are going to enjoy lower operating costs, stronger regulatory compliance, and a much stronger appeal to institutional partners.
Precisely. The critical takeaway here is that energy strategy is now the heartbeat of the business model. While the debates over cryptocurrency's environmental impact will undoubtedly persist, the trajectory is unmistakable.
And that's what's so hopeful. Bitcoin mining is simultaneously scaling and greening. It's proof that high-performance computing and sustainable energy practices can absolutely operate in tandem. It's a genuine win-win for innovation and the planet.
Couldn't agree more. The industry's future won't be defined by how much electricity it consumes, but by how intelligently and cleanly that power is sourced. The transition is well underway, and the standards are only going to get higher.